O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With faith in God, by which we live, by lasting hope that spurs on faith, and by the grace of charity, we sing the glory of the Christ. Led forth at this third hour to die, he gave himself in sacrifice, and suffered hanging on the cross, to find his sheep and lead them home. Made free by his redeeming blood, as humble servants let us pray, that he may save from worldly pride all those released from death's decree. We ask the Father and the Son, and beg the Spirit of them both, sustain us with your loving care, who reign forever three in one. Amen. Dei assi progenie, processit Virgo Maria, in cuius talamum introivit Spiritus Altissimi. To the Lord in the hour of my distress I call, and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrow sharpened, and coals red-hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Mesech, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. for the peace of Jerusalem pray. Peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Dei essi progenie, processit Virgo Maria, in cuius talamum introivit Spiritus Altissimi. God has given the plan to be carried out in the fullness of time, namely, to bring all things in the heavens and on earth into one under Christ's headship. The angel of the Lord brought God's message to Mary, and she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Benedicamus Domino, Deo gratias. O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May Christ, as he ascends the cross, consumed with thirst and noonday heat, grant those who sing the psalms this hour to grow in thirst for righteousness. May hunger likewise fill our hearts, which he from his own self will sate, that they may lose all taste for sin, and virtue be their sole desire. Then may the Holy Spirit's gifts so fill the souls of those who pray, that passion in the flesh may cool, and chill of mind and heart grow warm. We ask the Father and the Son, and beg the Spirit of them both, sustain us with your loving care, who reign forever three in one. Amen. Ecce Virgo concipiet, et pariet filium, et vocabitur nomen eius Emmanuel. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens. My eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords, like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God, till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song. If the Lord had not been on our side, when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive, when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us. Over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountains surround her, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart. But the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Ecce Virgo concipiet, et pariet filium, et vocabitur nomen eius Emmanuel. Love consists in this, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us, and has sent his Son as an offering for our sins. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you have said. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Benedicamus Domino, Deo gratias. O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Three times 3 hours a sacred psalm unfolds before us as we sing. In Jesus' holy name we beg the gift of pardon for our sins. See how the thief confessed his faith and merited Christ's saving grace. Let our devotion and our praise obtain his pardon and his love. Now death is ruined by the cross, and after darkness light returns. Let horror brought by sin disperse, and splendor shine in minds and heart. We ask the Father and the Son and beg the spirit of them both, sustain us with your loving care, who reign forever three in one. Amen. Magnificabitur, usque ad terminus terre, et eridis de pax. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain do the watchmen keep vigil. In vain is your early rising, your going later to rest. You toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper. Your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house. Your children like the shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Magnificabitur, usque ad terminus terre, et eridis de pax. One also is the mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. The Word became man, he lived among us. O God, who willed that your Word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Benedicamus Domino, Deo gratia.